Brent Clark's with you up until 12:30 today. Evan Bray will be back in the chair behind the microphone tomorrow. Recently, a report came out from the Competition Bureau of Canada, and it recommended fewer restrictions for foreign ownership of domestic airlines in Canada. I think on first blush, most of us would look at that and go, well, the more the merrier, right? Competition is good, is it not? We thought we'd get some insight on this from Stephen Mayberry. Stephen is the CEO of the Saskatoon Airport, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
Is this a good thing, in your mind, this Competition Bureau recommendation on fewer restrictions for foreign ownership?
It is. It's a great idea. Now, we appreciated the opportunity to contribute to their important work that they're doing around airline competition in Canada.
What was your input?
Very much so supportive of some of the elements there. I think the context is something you obviously have to keep in mind as you digest the information in here. Specifically, from an airport perspective and from a Saskatoon Airport Authority perspective, urging the government to invest in critical infrastructure, reducing regulatory and cost burdens, and introducing programs to ensure regional and remote communities remain connected. Those are all valid to Saskatoon community and region.
Okay, but what about this whole idea of foreign ownership of our domestic airlines? How, in your mind, if this was to proceed, we'd see these restrictions eased up. What do you think that would do for the industry in our country?
So my specific view, and again, this is our view at Saskatoon Airport Authority, when you extend foreign ownership to a level of cabotage, which is what's detailed in the report, that doesn't work. I don't see that working for a country of Canada that is so sparse. It would be more the routes like the Toronto, Vancouver, and frankly, there's reasonable competition on those right now. So I don't quite see the entire benefit at first read.
So when we think about foreign ownership, would that be of existing airlines, you know, a change in ownership with our major carriers, or would this be an additional airline?
Well, it could be both. And certainly the latter, I think, is where they're talking about introducing new competition to Canada. And I believe that's what the intent is of the report.
Any idea with a report like this, what, if anything, would come of it? And what's the process from having a report prepared by the Competition Bureau? Who then receives that and who decides to make these changes?
Yeah, the recommendations that go forward, the Transportation Committee in Ottawa may want to take a look at this. Again, from our perspective, supportive, keeping in mind those infrastructure pieces, it speaks a lot to the cost on an airline ticket and charges that we have as an airport.
I think most consumers would probably be in favor of this. You know, as I said earlier on our introduction, the more the merrier, right? Is that how we could look at the airline industry? The more you've got involved in it, the better it is for the consumer?
I think with the, you know, with the one adjustment to that statement being that the business cases serve the community. And I say that just as I reflect really quickly on our strong market right now. We have competition on some of our strongest routes. There are other routes that need some additional competition, in my view. But overall, the network is quite balanced in Saskatoon right now.
How are you finding it? The reason I'm asking this business-wise is I was talking earlier on our show to Jim Bentz talking about the hospitality industry in Saskatchewan and how they're seeing numbers pretty well back to where hotel reservations were at pre-COVID levels. Everybody's busy and they're finding it difficult to find enough staff. Is that being reflected at the Saskatoon Airport? Are you guys busy and seeing your load numbers quite high?
Very consistent with that comment. Yes, we have a strong market right now. May, these are our latest numbers year over year, we're up 2.6%. Year to date, we're up 5.9%. So, you know, even when we look at market share and the impacts of travelers who have substituted their routes from perhaps a U.S. destination to a domestic and introducing new routes such as Halifax that connect you really into six different destinations with WestJet into UK and Europe. These are all just great developments.
Yeah, it was nice to see that Halifax edition, no doubt. What about U.S. travel? I know WestJet still has their flights to Minneapolis. I don't know if there's this time of the year, if there's the direct flights to Phoenix or not anymore. But have you noticed any significant drop-off in those U.S. destinations from here?
We had expected short-term drops, and we saw that. So, you know, we've got a double-digit reduction in terms of transborder specific. That said, the great news is here over the short term, when we start to evaluate advanced bookings, so this is sometimes we can have a line of sight on how many people have booked into the future a few months. It looks like it's really going to increase. And yes, thank you for mentioning Minneapolis, just such an incredibly important route for this community.
Oh, I agree. I was on a trip a year and a half ago and ended up in Miami and ended up flying Minneapolis. And then I couldn't believe it. I made that whole jaunt. You know, sometimes you think about going through Toronto and you overnight in Toronto, but I made Miami, Minneapolis, quick turnover and back in Saskatoon that afternoon. It's a great connector, that's for sure.
That's great to hear.
Good to hear. Anything coming or anything that we're working on at the Saskatoon Airport these days as far as perhaps additional service? And I know a lot of people like to harken back to the days of United and some of the flights we had in and out of here south of the border. Anything like that on the horizon at all?
Those discussions are ongoing, and we have good relationships with both United and Delta. Yeah, very cognizant of the Chicago-Denver market. Again, very pleased with the Minneapolis. And we like the connectivity out of those airports as well. So, yes, conversations are going on. In terms of just the general position of the airport, again, we're just benefiting from a very financially viable operation. So we're moving ahead with all of our capital development, including a 1-megawatt solar farm, as well as the complete modernization of our arrivals hall. So we're quite excited about that.
Sounds excellent. Stephen Mayberry, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Stephen Mayberry, CEO of the Saskatoon Airport. Some thoughts on this new report from the Competition Bureau that is recommending fewer restrictions for foreign ownership on domestic airlines. And from the business side of things, sounds pretty positive as to how numbers are looking at the Saskatoon Airport. And I'm sure the Regina Airport is very much the same. It's just about quarter after the hour. I mentioned in my conversation with Stephen Mayberry some of the comments earlier on the show from Jim Bentz with Hospitality Saskatchewan. We'll share some of those comments from him and some of your texts as well before we wrap up the Evan Bray Show on this Monday on CKOM and CJME. No matter where you are in the world, I'm sure people for the most part today talking about the U.S. strike on 3 Iranian nuclear facilities on Saturday. Today, we're seeing now reports out of Qatar and Iraq that American military bases there have been targeted by Iranian missiles. From our early reports, no one's been injured in any of those attacks. And I'm just trying to remember a few years ago when the Americans took out a top Iranian military guy, and Iran sent missiles as well to some of those American bases, but it was more a show, I think, for their people that there was no significant damage or loss of life. Maybe that's what's happening here today. Time will tell. Okay, before I wrap up, and you missed it this morning, I was talking with Jim Bentz. Jim is the CEO of Saskatchewan Hospitality, an organization that, you know, is the big umbrella for hospitality, hotels, restaurants. And he was talking about how, you know, I had said anecdotally, I know a lot of times there's been weekends this spring and early summer, Regina, Saskatoon, where it was hard to find a hotel room. So all of that's good. And Jim said, yeah, it's good that we're seeing pretty well pre-COVID numbers starting to show up in the hospitality industry again after a number of years where it's been very difficult. But now they're running into a situation where it's difficult to find some staffing. And part of that is because of changes that are happening at the federal and provincial level when it comes to foreign workers. And here's what he had to say about that.
Oh, 100%. You know, when we look at not just our industry, which is, you know, dependent on temporary foreign workers, we do try to, of course, we hire domestically first, and then we'll even go across Canada to other areas that have got higher unemployment, and we do recruiting there. But having said that, once it's all exhausted, we do need that component in our workforce. And now with so many temporary foreign workers unable to get extensions, they'll be going home. International students is a huge blow to us. As you know, many students work within our industry. And they're not getting their postgrad work permits renewed. And permanent residence, that's been slashed in half by the feds as well, too, which was a great way to keep people once they've applied for permanent residence and got here. So, again, for Saskatchewan, this is really the rising line. By next July, we're really going to see the impacts of those federal moves that were made last March. So, we're trying to gear up as best we can.
Jim Bentz, CEO, Hospitality Saskatchewan, just giving us a bit of a snapshot as to the state of the hospitality industry in our province as we head into, as Jim says, the busier season now with summer holidays and such coming. So when you are a hotel owner and you're unable to find the staff, are they coming up with some unique ways to maybe try to still stay operational?
Well, yes, and it's really that double-edged sword is that we're looking at a, really robust summer. You know, we've been waiting a long time for it. And yet as our contingent of employees is starting to get thinner, remember we had those conversations during the pandemic,
yeah.
Hoteliers and restaurateurs and those in pubs and taverns and whatnot, are really trying to do their best, with less staff. And I really hope we don't return to that state where, we're understaffed, but then the customers start to take it out a little bit if they don't quite get the service that they want. We're not there yet. But yes, it's going to be an extremely challenging time. I had challenged a number of my 25 hoteliers to, I said, please go back to your payroll department and run a report of all your staff that have a social insurance number that starts with the number 9, because every single one of those folks are here on some sort of visa and will probably be going home. And they were shocked when they came back to me. They said, oh my gosh, I had no idea that by next July I'm going to need 11 people in key spots.
Wow, that's wild.
One of my employers who owns a number of quick service restaurants, she needs 120 people today. 120 across the province, yeah. A lot of these folks they're not compliant with their franchise agreements, which means they have to have their takeout windows open 24 hours. They got to be open 24 hours. They simply don't have the staff.
Interesting situation. Time's getting better for the hotel and restaurant industry, but challenges as far as keeping and maintaining their staff levels. Jim also had mentioned earlier about people applying for jobs in those industries, and he said you have to remember that most of these jobs would have been filled in the month of May. If you're thinking you've got a university student, a high school student in your home, and they should maybe start looking to the hospitality industry, he said really most of those positions will have been filled for the summer months already. But looking ahead, he would say, if you're planning on trying to get a job in the industry on an annual basis, think about applying April or May for those summertime positions. Just before I go, I want to hear this one more time. Every Rider fan just loves hearing what happened Friday night.
Now, do you kick it to Mario Alford?
I wouldn't.
Or do you kick it away from Mario Alford?
Alford crosses the 20 to the 30 to the 40. He's got something to the 50.
Come on.
On races. No one's going to touch him. No, flags down. Lock it off.
Do you kick it to Mario Alford or not?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Glenn Suter on TSN Friday night. Do you kick it to Mario Alford? Well, no, 99 yards later, Toronto Argonauts heard the answer. Don't kick it to Mario Alford. So, okay, it wasn't the prettiest game. A lot of penalties. But hey, come on, a win's a win, right? Riders now 3-0, and I'm sure that's going to be a big topic of conversation later today on the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Thanks for listening along this morning. Brent Lauk's filling in today on the Evan Bray Show. Evan's back tomorrow. I get to fill in this chair again this coming Friday. And I also want to thank Libby, who is our producer for the Evan Bray Show, for coming up with so many of our great topics and our guests as well. Interesting discussions this morning on everything from the state of our hospitality industry to also what's going on with the Iran-U.S. situation. And fascinating reading some of the details about that mission, whatever your thoughts may be politically on the U.S. attack on Iran. It's amazing to see how they put that together. These massive aircraft, these B-2 bombers, which have been in service for about 30 years now, the only other time I think they were used in warfare was in Iraq, but this mission was just incredible. These seven aircraft flying nonstop for 30-some hours, refueling, and a staff, or I should say a crew of only two people. There's two pilots on each of those planes, and because they're flying for basically a day and a half straight, those airplanes come with a refrigerator with food, it comes with a cot, and it comes with, of course, bathroom facilities. The Americans now waiting to see the response. We're getting some talk already today of missile attacks from Iran on some of those U.S. bases in Iraq and Qatar, but no indication yet of any serious damage or any loss of life so far. More to come through the course of the day today. Have a great afternoon. Could be some more rain coming your way. Stay dry. And Evan Bray back in the chair tomorrow. Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show today on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.